It sounds a little like something out of Star Wars or The Terminator, but researchers at the University of Utah are taking the next step in work on a neural interface for prosthetic limbs.
Now, the goal is to design tech that could allow amputees to move and sense touch again. Now, the researchers have received $1.4 million in funding to work on the implantable interface. U of U Associate Professor of Bioengineering Greg Clark is with us now live on the KSL Newsline. And first of all, what are the shortcomings of prosthetic limbs that are available today?
Two major shortcomings. Thank you for having me. The first shortcoming is that they're very difficult to control, even if the hand itself is very sophisticated. The ability to move that hand is very compromised. The second is prosthetic limbs typically have no feedback, so the person can't feel their hand. They can't feel it move, and it just doesn't feel like themselves.
You know, I've seen reports on some of these implantable sensors, Professor. Is this where the technology is moving?
Absolutely, because if we can indeed interface directly with the user's own nervous system, we can take advantage of literally all their brain power. They think about moving. The brain sends signals down to the nerves. We wiretap into the nerves, capture those signals, and send them to the artificial hand, and the hand would move much as a real biological hand normally does without the person having to do anything differently. Likewise, going back the other way, if their prosthetic hand touches something, we can talk back to the nerves, send that sense of touch to the nerves send it to the brain, and the brain of the individual feels just as it always did. So we're taking advantage of the person's own brain power, and that's what makes it so powerful.
So what will this amount of money help you do? I mean, how much can you progress with this funding?
In our initial phase, we're going to be implanting arrays into two subjects, and they will be practicing controlling a computer limb that is sophisticated and that provides sensory feedback as well as highly dexterous control of complicated hand movements. If that's successful, and we certainly hope it will be, it will then move on to a physical prosthetic hand, and then if that's successful, at the end of the program, after 4 years, then they'll actually be taking such a limb home with them for use in their daily lives and in their homes and in their communities.
Wow. It's just fascinating, Professor, and good luck with your research. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you very much.